welcome to the broadcast. We've been looking at the subject of the tents and the churches. Back there in the Old Testament, they lived in their tents and they had their tribes. And they said, no, we don't want to do that anymore. We want to do it like the world does it. They changed the plan that God had for them and they paid dearly. We also have changed the plan and we are paying dearly. We're going to look at that. Stay tuned. Well, back in the Old Testament, God had a plan for Israel. They were to have their tribes, they were to live in their tents, and God would take care of all their enemies. He said he would, but they didn't trust him. They said, no, we want a king. We want to do it like the nations do it, and pretty soon they found themselves in a mess. We, like Israel, decided we had a better plan. In the late 1800s and early 1900s, God's leaders gathered themselves together because they were concerned about the advancement of modernism and liberalism and communism and a few other isms. And so we decided that something needed to be done to combat our Philistines, and we decided that an ism, that's what we need. We need an ism to stand against modernism, so we called our ism fundamentalism. Our leaders decided God's local churches scattered everywhere could not handle the threat. We're going to have to gather and get a movement going. Well, that's what we did, and we're going to look at that in a little more detail. It got us into all the mess we're in today. And unless you got your head buried in the sand, you're going to agree we are in a mess today. We're going to listen to this message and song. We play it quite a bit because it has such a tremendous message. The song says, speak, my Lord, and I'll be quick to answer thee. It's really a prayer, and if we would honestly make it our prayer today, it would change everything. Take a moment, stop what you're doing, listen carefully to the words of this song, make it your prayer. Speak, my Lord, and I will follow thee.
Hear the Lord of harvest sweetly calling. Who will go and work for me today? Who will go and bring the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow way? Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will answer. Lord, send me. Millions now in sin and shame are dying. Listen to their sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here am I. Soon the time for reaping will be over. Soon we'll gather to our harvest home. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May we hear his blessed child. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee.
Well, we read in the Word of God that the children of Israel in the wilderness there, they really messed up. And the Bible says these things happen unto them, and they're recorded for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. So be admonished, don't make the same mistake. So we, like Israel, we forsook God's way and went the way of the world and put the local churches somewhere in the background and started all our movements. We said, Lord, we know what the Bible says, but we'd like to do it like the world does it. And so, like the world, they have colleges. We organize colleges outside of local churches. And the world gives doctor's degrees. Oh, yeah, let's give some doctor's degrees. And they have newspapers, so we'll start some newspapers. And the world has magazines, and we'll publish the magazines. And they have seminars. We have seminars all over the place. The world has associations. Do you know that Baptists alone have 300 different associations? And the world has a board of directors. And so parachurch ministries, they have their board of directors as well. The fact remains that we never needed to join the world's list of movements. All we had to do was stay with God's program, like we did for nearly 2,000 years. And by the way, a movement is any ministry that is organized outside of the local church. You're going to have newspapers and colleges and all the rest of the things under the umbrella of the local church if it's going to be done God's way. Our fundamental movement is not and never has been the answer. God's local church is the only plan that we have in the Word of God. The local church, as pictured in the Word of God, is a company of believers meeting in the name of the Lord, standing in a bold moral contradiction to modernism and the liberalism of the world. And if the pastor taught their people as they are commanded to teach the whole counsel of God, and parents made sure their families lined up with what the scriptures say to do, the job would be done. But God's plan has always been simple. For Israel, it was the tribes of Israel living in their tents. For our age, God's plan is the local church. The word churches is found 37 times in the New Testament and 7 times in God's final book in the New Testament. We read, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. It doesn't say what he says unto the colleges or the movements. God's plan has always been simple. Simply the pastor preaching the truth, the parents taking the truth home and making sure the kids understood it. That's how God planned it. God's method for today is simply, again, a pastor teaching and preaching the truth and fathers instilling those truths in the heart of the family. Well, we decided we had a better plan. The influence of pastors and parents soon faded, and the influence of college presidents took control. And soon, the phrase, as goes the colleges, so go the churches, became an unscriptural fact. God's plan, we read in Titus 1 verse 5, is pastors in every city. But today, parachurch groups have more influence than most pastors do. Scores of ministries with no scriptural foundation continue to spring up all around the world. There are literally thousands of so-called fundamental parachurch ministries on the internet doing that which is right in their own eyes. And they have to do what's right in their own eyes because they don't have any scriptures to tell them what to do. And then to add to our fundamental confusion, in the last 50 years, new issues have come to the forefront, with many fundamentalists taking many different positions concerning these issues. They're taking no position at all. A partial list of these issues includes such important things as Bible translations, music standards, dress standards, Calvinism, salvation, repentance, and separation. While many fundamental leaders continue taking different positions on these issues, it becomes obvious that the word fundamental means many different things to many different people. The term now raises more questions than it answers. Fundamentalism is an ism. An ism is a tag hooked on the end of a name that promotes a belief accepted as authoritative by the group. Let me give you that again. Fundamentalism is an ism. An ism is a tag hooked on the end of a name that promotes a belief accepted as authoritative by a group. For example, communism, Marxism, socialism, modernism, Mohammedism, Unitarianism, Catholicism, Nazism, Zionism, and fundamentalism, and the list goes on. Let me give you the definition again. A tag hooked on the end of a name that promotes a belief accepted as authoritative by a group. So let's break those terms down a little bit. The world has its socialism. Socialism is a mixture of communism, Marxism, and anything contrary to capitalism. Like socialism, we fundamentalists have our own mixture of fundamentalism. We have fundamentalism, neo-fundamentalism, pseudo-fundamentalism, militant fundamentalism, and moderate fundamentalism. What's the difference here? The world has its modernism. Modernism represents those who modify traditional beliefs according to modern ideas. Well, since modernists represent the present as opposed to the past, modernism changes every few years. Like modernism, fundamentalism has modified its belief and line up with new modern ideas. The world has its liberalism. Liberalism represents those who are open to new behavior or opinions and are willing to discard traditional values. Like liberalism, many who travel under the banner of fundamentalism are open to a new behavior or opinions while discarding the values we used to have. I have been a Christian for over 65 years. During that time, I've seen fundamental groups come and I've seen them go. I've watched different groups of fundamentalism form their own core of beliefs concerning what they thought was important. Some fundamentalists have changed their position on the issue, such as the King James Bible, music standards, dress standards, separation, repentance, and other issues. These things were and are being set aside for new modern ideas of fundamentalism. That's called modernism. Like I said at the beginning of this program, if you get your head out of the sand and look around, you'll realize we are in a mess. I remember when the World Congress of Fundamentalists met in Edinburgh, Scotland in 1976. In their resolutions under We Believe, they said a fundamentalist maintains an immovable allegiance to the inerrant, infallible, and verbally inspired Bible. A fundamentalist believes that whatsoever the Bible says is so. A fundamentalist judges all things by the Bible and is judged by the Bible and is judged only by the Bible. Well, doesn't that sound fundamental? Would not Pentecostal churches, Brethren churches, Calvinist churches, evangelists of today, most TV evangelists, wouldn't they say that's exactly what they believe? They said in their movement back there in 76, a fundamentalist maintains an immovable allegiance to the inerrant, infallible, and verbally inspired Bible. What Bible? Today, there are people running around under the banner of fundamentalism using different translations of the Word of God. They said a fundamentalist believes that whatsoever the Bible says is so. Wouldn't every Christian denomination say they believe that? They say a fundamentalist judges all things by the Bible and is judged by the Bible and is judged only by the Bible. Well, if all fundamentalists judge all things only by the Bible, how is it that we have so many fundamental leaders going in so many different directions today? Once again, get your head out of the sand and you will have to agree that we are in a mess. The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Well, how is it we call ourselves fundamentalists in so many different camps, going down so many different paths? The Bible says, and Jesus said it in John 16, verse number 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Now, all truth is all truth. Some fundamentalists believe that repentance is necessary for salvation. Others believe repentance is the enemy of soul winning. Somebody's right and somebody's wrong. Some fundamentalists promote Calvinism. Others reject it as heresy, as do I. Somebody is right and somebody's wrong. Some fundamentalists accept the Bible teaching concerning separation, music standards, and dress standards as taught in the Scriptures, while others reject it all while they got the word fundamental on the sign out front of their church. Somebody's right and somebody's wrong. The Holy Spirit does not have a different set of truths for whatever path you happen to be on. Once again, Jesus said, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Here's the secret. Here's what we need to do, and we need to do it earnestly. Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. Heal thou sin's every smart, dwell thou within my heart. Grant that I never part, Savior, from thee. Teach me by pain thy power, teach me by love, teach me to know each hour thou art above. Teach me as seemeth best in thee to find sweet rest, leaning upon thy breast, all doubt remove. Teach thou my lips to sing, my heart to praise. Be thou my Lord and King, my soul to cry, be thou, dear Savior, nigh. Teach me to